Russian missiles reached the city limits of Lviv for the first time today. A missile strike hit a military aviation repair facility, although injuries appear minor.
But this attack is especially concerning because so many Ukrainians have fled to Lviv in the far western part of the country to escape the worst of the Russian attacks in eastern Ukraine. Let's go to Lviv, where NPR correspondent Eric Westervelt is stationed. Hi, Eric.
Hey, good afternoon.
Well, thanks for being with us. Lviv has stood relatively untouched until this point. How are people there responding to this missile attack at the airport?
Well, I think it struck some fear and anxiety into people. I mean, I spoke with a bunch of folks today who live out near the airport. You know, Russia had hit targets in Western cities before. They hit airports in several cities in the West, Lutsk and Ivano-Frankivsk. And of course, they hit a military training facility last Sunday, just outside of Lviv, that killed 35 and wounded many more than 100. But, you know, there was still this sense of, look, they haven't directly hit Lviv yet. Well, of course, that changed today, and that creates a new fear. I mean, suddenly you see smoke, you know, rising over the city that many had thought was a relative safe haven. You know, this is sort of a center for displaced Ukrainians. Some 200,000 have settled here temporarily. You know, for many others, it's sort of a first stop on a long, dangerous exit from the country. So they're passing through. The train station is packed. Many places, you know, from gyms and theaters to yoga studios have opened up and are putting people up on makeshift, you know, couches and blankets and blow-up mattresses, etc. So the city has really come together to try to support people fleeing the horrors in the east and around Kyiv and the suburbs there. And to have this happen here, you know, in a relatively safe spot, it sort of changes the game a little bit. I spoke to people out at the airport as well, and you know, they were very unnerved.
What is the importance of this particular air facility to the Ukrainian defense, Eric?
It was one of the Ukrainian military's largest repair facilities. They were working on MiG fighter jets, so they had contracts for that. Whether work was going on right at this time, we're not entirely clear, but they certainly had been doing repair work there. It was right sort of near the end of the runway. It's right on the airport proper. So it's also sort of a psychic blow, really, to people in Lviv because their airport had been unscathed, unlike many other airports around the country.
We've heard the horrors of the siege of Mariupol on the southern coast, children starved to death, lying in mass graves, a theater clearly marked as civilian shelter but bombed nonetheless. You talk about the fear in Lviv. How are people there processing what's happening in the rest of the country?
Yeah, I think everyone you talk to here has a sense of outrage and anger. They feel like, you know, this is an attempted genocide. They use that word a lot. And they feel, you know, every day the sort of the horrors continue, in some cases get worse, especially the targeting of civilian areas. You know, I talked to a Ukrainian Greek Catholic priest who had just escaped from Mariupol after enduring weeks of hardship and horror and shelling in that city. I mean, he said it was just horrific. You know, there was no civilization, as he put it, no civilization left in Mariupol. You know, everyone was low or out of food, out of medicine, very little drinkable water, people not sleeping. He said, you know, you see cars destroyed, people in a panic, people completely disoriented in a kind of daze. He said women and children had one goal and one goal only when you saw them, to get to Ukrainian-held territory and continue to leave, you know, towards the West, and potentially even to leave Ukraine. And as we just mentioned, you know, getting to the West now is dangerous as well.
So who is left in Lviv? I mean, these evacuation trains have been running nonstop there. Who's left and why have they stayed after weeks of watching this war machine draw closer?
Well, as I mentioned, it's sometimes a way station where people come in on the train. They're fleeing, you know, from the southeast or the east or even Kyiv and some of the suburbs that have been scenes of really horrific fighting. They'll stop here for a day or two and then move on to try to get out through Poland, through Romania. But there's about 200,000 that are staying, and the community has really pulled together to try to support those. But, you know, today's attack and the ones that I mentioned recently in other areas in the West and on that military base, it may start to change the equation. We may see you know, the numbers of refugees and displaced persons go up in the next few days.
And how are people in Lviv supporting Ukrainians fighting in the east and in the south?
Really in every way possible. I mean, I went into a shop recently and people were peeling potatoes to try to help, you know, feed displaced Ukrainians in the city. They just said, you know, we're closed, we're busy. And, you know, that was, you see scenes like that a lot of places. And elsewhere, a library, you know, has been turned into sort of a makeshift factory to turn out camouflage for the front, where, you know, people of all ages, men, women, young, old, from university students to retirees, were working on making, you know, handmade cutting strips and then sewing them on to make camouflage to send it out to the front line. So people are really pulling together and in Lviv doing all they can to support the effort further east.
Eric Westerveld, NPR correspondent in Lviv. Thank you very much for your reporting, Eric, and stay safe.
My pleasure.